Good morning.
Welcome to the meeting of the Board of Recreation and Park Commissioners. Today is April 2nd, 2026. It is 9 a.m. This board meeting will be conducted in person. All public comments will be taken in person only. Each speaker will be granted a maximum of 2 minutes. Takesha, will you please take the roll?
Will do, President Sanchez. President Sanchez.
Present.
Vice President Bain.
Present.
Commissioner Lloyd.
Present.
Commissioner Rosas.
Present.
And we have quorum, President Sanchez.
Thank you, Takesha. We'll now move to the approval of the minutes. Can I please have a motion to approve the minutes from March 19, 2026?
Commissioner Bain motions to approve.
May I have a second?
Second.
Takesha, will you please take the vote?
We have a motion and a second to approve the regular minutes from March 19, 2026. Vice President Bain, how do you vote? Commissioner Rosas, how do you vote?
Aye.
Commissioner Lloyd, how do you vote?
Aye.
President Sanchez, how do you vote?
Aye.
And the motion carries.
Okay, thank you. We will now move on to General Manager's update.
Good morning, President Sanchez, commissioners, staff, and members of the public. Jimmy Kim, General Manager. Before I begin, I would like to bring up Kimberly Simonet, the Superintendent of the Pacific Region, to introduce staff. Oh, I'm sorry, Sonia Young Jimenez, Superintendent of the West Region, to introduce staff from the Recreation Center. Sonia Young Jimenez. I think staff is going out to ask her to come up. Is Sonia Young Jimenez. Oh, there she comes. Again, I would like to bring up Sonia Young Jimenez, Superintendent of the West Region, to introduce staff from the Rec Center.
Sorry about that. The second I went away, you called me. All right, good morning. Sonia Young Jimenez from the West Region. I wanted to welcome you all to Westchester Recreation Center. Today, I'm joined by our team here in the West, and I wanted to acknowledge them. Juan Soto is our principal recreation supervisor. He oversees our CSP program and our citywide buses. Also joined by Melody Gutierrez, who is the recreation supervisor for this park, Leslie Richter, and as well as Courtney Norris. The recreation staff here on site is our acting senior director, Mr. John Gavilan, and our senior center director, Kirsten Zulo Aceves. A little bit about Westchester. It was established in 1924 as part of the city's effort to provide community parks and recreational services for a growing neighborhood in the city of LA. Over time, it developed into a larger than life place with amenities like sports fields, gymnastics, tennis courts, playgrounds, a skate park, and aquatic center. Sorry, I was running. Now I'm like, I don't want. Alongside, the Westchester Senior Center was created to support older adults with dedicated social and wellness and nutrition services, becoming an important part of the site's multi-generational programming, which they really do a really great job here. If you guys attend any of our programs, we do a lot of multi-generational programming with the Senior Center and with the Rec Center. Today, we offer a wide range of sports and activities, including co-ed leagues like basketball, volleyball, sports leagues for girls, after school programs and camps. Actually, we're in spring camp today. If you guys look across to the other gym, spring camp is underway. Arts and crafts, music. We have a skate park program and a lot of senior programs and clubs. We also have an aquatics facility here. The swimming pool offers affordable recreational swimming. It's open starts season in June. And in addition to recreational swim, the pool offers a variety of aquatic programming, including swim lessons, lap swimming. They have the senior program as junior lifeguards, the swim team, artistic swim. So a lot of really great aquatics programming. Led by our superintendent, Mr. Gary Singer, our principal recreation supervisor, Maha, the PRIN for aquatics, Andre Brent, and the director, Maria Godino, and the AFM3, Wendy Escobar. I don't want to forget our maintenance team and our construction teams. They're here, are behind the scenes, always making sure our facilities look really nice. You guys saw them out there today. The facility looks great this morning. From fixing leaky faucets to performing major repairs and renovations, they make sure that Westchester is looking really good. Superintendent Robert Brannostro and our construction and maintenance supervisor, Scott, is here as well. We have Kevin Grimm, our principal grounds maintenance supervisor, Leo Floyd, the park maintenance supervisor, Clinton Steven, and Mr. Fernando Flores is our park maintenance supervisor, and our lead senior, Diana Skites. We also wanted just to acknowledge our gardener caretakers who are here daily, Maria Ramirez, Ramadiz, and Maria Elizade, and our SPAs, Sonia, Jack, and Keisha. And just wanted to thank you for all being here, and welcome to Westchester. Thank you.
Thank you, Sonia. I would like to give a brief update on highlights from the department. I encourage everyone here in the room, as well as listening, to visit laparks.org for more information on special events and program information across our wonderful park system. For general manager updates, I wanted to make note that the commission office has received various communications from constituents, and we have assigned appropriate staff for follow-up. I will now provide an update on requests by commissioners on Alma Park, Leland Park, and the Argos scientific air monitoring updates. So just after the board meeting, our last board meeting, staff met at Alma Rail Park with the council office to determine a viable solution for the graffiti issues. They're currently working on a scope to remove the old building that has caused all the graffiti issues and replace it with the utility box for electrical equipment needs. So we're working on a plan on that. As it relates to the Leland Park, staff is working on increasing program activities before this summer so that we can meet the needs of the community and provide additional programming at that location. For the Argos scientific extension update, I wanted to make note that it is not as simple as just approving an extension, as any agreement beyond 3 years would need to go to council. Staff would need to draft and negotiate a new long-term agreement with Argos and then find a suitable location for a long-term installation. And then they would need to bring it to board and then take it to council for approval. But in addition to that, I wanted to make note that the department has encountered consistent issues with Argos Scientific, where they have made unauthorized use of our electrical for their air monitoring system, and that severely damaged our electrical and irrigation infrastructure, which destroyed over 70% of the turf at that location. The company was unresponsive to our initial outreach regarding this damage, and we had to issue a formal notice of default to force a resolution. And so for those reasons, I am recommending against extending the temporary agreement with Argos Scientific. So I wanted to bring that to the board and give you guys an update. That is all I have for the general manager update. And thank you so much.
Thank you, Jimmy. Any question? Okay. Thank you. We will now move on to general public comment from members of the public who wish to comment on matters under the jurisdiction of the Department of Recreation and Parks. Akeisha, will you please begin general public comment?
Will do, President Sanchez. I will call the first three constituents to come up to the podium to make a public comment. You will be granted a maximum of 2 minutes. And if you have further comments, you may send them to our RAP inbox at rap.commissioners@lacity.org. And I only received two, so I'll call them up. F. Claudio Bovell and Robin Mirez.
First of all, good morning. I'm here because I'm seeking help for the employees, the residents, the elderly people that come to Rancho Las Quinas or Michelle Obama Park situation. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a lot of dangers in that park right now. Miss Anna, the lady that cleans the bathroom, March the 9th, I was doing my push-ups. I said, let me go talk to Anna. There was a guy in the bathroom. He came out the bathroom with a pipe, stone, with a kiss my beard. If I wasn't there, this lady would have got hurt. And I've asked the city council, numerous people, Jonathan Mitchell, Kamani Black, someone should come to the park and see the liability that exists in the park right now. Where the kids play in the sand, there's broken glass. There's a piece of metal sticking out the ground. And one of these kids, if they fall, is going to go through their head, the heart, where the kids might be. All I'm asking for, help the employees so they can do their job. Because right now, that park, liability-wise, it's a lawsuit that's waiting for the city of L.A. I addressed the city council. I addressed it to, I spoke to Heather Hutt. I gave it information. I haven't heard from Heather Hutt since 2023. Here we are, 2026. Ladies and gentlemen, what I'm saying to you, you have a major lawsuit coming to that park. Somebody is going to die or get hurt, especially these kids, elderly people in the wheelchair where the kids might be. Broken concrete. This is going on. That's broken. All type of liability. Sometime on a weekend, you have a company that brings these vicious dogs and they train the dogs in the back of the park. The dogs come in a cage in their trucks. The back parking lot of the park is like a junkyard. It's like going to Vietnam. So one of the employees said, Mr. Claudia, you know what would you have done if that young man would have came to you and Miss Anna to hurt you with that pipe or that stone? You know, I told that young man, I had my Vietnam. And if you know what I'm talking about,
your time.
Leave
Thank
it from the
you.
Lines. So all I'm asking is one question. Do I have the right to protect myself by any means necessary if somebody's coming after me?
Thank you.
Just a matter of time.
Good morning, commissioners and staff. First of all, I want to thank Don Pulido and Sonia Young Jimenez and everyone at RAP for having orchestrated an absolutely fabulous and enormous Venice Love Fest at the beach. It was March 12th. It was amazing. It went beautifully. And I'm here on behalf of the Venice Flying Carousel Corporation. The carousel was very proud to be a part of the event. Mr. Kim, I don't know if you saw the carousel there. I'm glad you did. I hope you enjoyed it. I've given you a sheet here, and there are some comments from the public that were kind of typical of statements that were made after or during. I'll read to you. One person wrote, cannot put in words how much I love this funnable, fantastic work of art, a masterpiece of talent and love for the children, pure delight. Another person posted, hand-carved, human-powered carousel. If this isn't peak Venice, not sure what is. Again, I'll give you also another quote from the president of the LA Department of Cultural Affairs, Robert Vinson, in our presentation there. He stated, it looks to me like an amazing contribution to the community and our park system. I'm here today asking, well, I'll just mention also that our councilwoman Tracy Park also came out and to the carousel at the Love Fest. And she asked us questions about the structure, the pavilion, the secure pavilion that the carousel is to be within, that we will also pay for in Centennial Park in Venice. And following to that, I thought perhaps we could ask if you could set up a meeting for the Carousel Corporation.
Thank you for your time. Thank you.
With the Department of Building and Safety so that we could evaluate
Thank you for your time. Your time is up.
That seems to be the missing link. So thank you very much.
We have one more constituent, Dan Mahler.
Good morning. I'm Dan Moeller, and I am president of the Westchester Park Park Advisory Board. I want to thank all of you, everyone, for coming, and I hope you can find some time in the future to come and enjoy our wonderful park. I just have one request. In the last 9 months, Westchester Park has had four different directors. And the reason for that is some of those reasons are very understandable. One of them was promoted. Our current director is actually out on maternity leave. But my request is quite simple. I'd love for you guys to do whatever you can for the future for us to have some sustained longevity for our park directors here in Westchester Park. Thank you so much.
Thank you. President Sanchez, there are no further requests for general public comment.
Thank you, Takesha. Before we consider the board reports, we will now hear from a member of the public who wants to make a public comment on the board report. Takesha, please conduct public comment.
President Sanchez, we did not receive any such requests.
Okay, thank you. Is there any neighborhood council comments?
We did not receive any such requests.
Okay, thank you. So I would like to take the following board reports on consent. 26063, 26064, 26065, 26066, 26067, 26068, 26070, 26071, 26072, 073, 26...
Commissioner May, motion to approve.
Second.
Takesha, please conduct the vote.
We have a motion and second to take the following board reports on consent. 26-063, 26064, 26065, 26066, 26067, 26068, 26070, 26071, 072, 73, 74, and 26075. Commissioner Bain, how do you vote?
Aye.
Commissioner Lloyd, how do you vote?
Aye.
Commissioner Rosas, how do you vote?
Aye.
President Sanchez, how do you vote?
Aye.
And the motion carries.
We will move on to the report being presented by staff, 26069.
Good morning, commissioners, Recreation and Parks Management and Park staff. My name is Fernando Torres, Civil Engineering Associate with Recreation and Parks, Planning, Maintenance, and Construction Division, presenting board report number 26-069 for the MacArthur Lake Stormwater Capture Project, recommending the board approve the final plans and specifications for the project. The project is a stormwater quality improvement project initiated by LA Sanitation in collaboration with Recreation and Parks and supported by BOE for design and construction. The project is funded by Measure W, which is also known as the Safe Clean Water Program. And the project proposes to implement stormwater infrastructure improvements designed to improve stormwater management. And additional improvements include a cascading water feature at the park, enhanced landscaping, a new pedestrian bridge, and educational signage related to the project. The existing pump house and recirculation system will also be improved as part of the project. That concludes my presentation.
Any questions from commissioners?
I have some comments and then some questions. First off, thank you so much for you and the rest of the RAP staff that's been working on this project. I think when sanitation and BOE came to us, the goal here was to save water and to clean our water that ends up in the ocean. And this project definitely does that. But because of your and other RAP staff's intervention, it's also going to have a much larger improvement on the park. So thank you very much for all of that work. I know it took quite a long time. My questions are kind of about timelines a little bit and how we're coordinating or continuing to coordinate with other departments and agencies as we move forward. So the first is, I guess, what are the immediate next steps after today's possible approval of this project? Do we know when construction will begin? Do we have a set completion date on construction?
I would like to defer to the BOE staff if they could assist with that question.
Thank you.
Good morning, Commissioner. Thank you for your question. So you have a question about the timeline for this project. We are planning to have this project go out for advertisement next month in May. Typically, it takes about 6 months for that project to go out for a construction NTP, which is going to be toward the end of the year. I'm thinking November, December timeframe. That would be the construction starting date. And the project construction is going to be about 2 years. So we are planning to have construction complete by the end of 2028.
What are some of the risks of delay that we're thinking about right now? And is there anything that's in control of the city or BRAP in particular where we can accelerate this project?
Right now, I don't see too much risk of delay. We do have, you know, adequate funding for this project, just going through bid, and hopefully, you know, we get a reasonable bid coming in. And that way, you could go to the Board of Public Works, get the project award.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they'll be the Board of Public Works. This will be the final time that we'll be hearing about this project as a board report here at the commission.
I believe so. Yeah. We came here earlier in October of last year talking about the environmental. And today we're just here to get your approval for the project on plan and specification.
Can you speak a little bit to how you are coordinating with RAP and others on the other projects that we have going on in MacArthur Park? I bring this up because I think it's quite obvious to all of us that MacArthur Park is one of our more difficult and needy parks. You know, we have planned fence construction going on. I know the council district is looking at closing Wilshire Boulevard off for certain times. I know that there is streetscaping happening. I know that the metro station right there is doing things. So I'm just kind of curious on how we are using this project, both as a means to coordinate with everyone else, but also as a catalyst to kind of bring people and safety back to this park.
Yeah. Can I also add a slight to that? Also with this timeline going through the Olympics period, I'm curious about programmatic concerns and how we're managing access issues in relation to programming around the mega event.
Take on the first question.
Yeah. I can speak a little bit, Fernando Torres, Recreation and Parks. I could speak a little bit to the fencing project. So for the fencing project, we are performing some community outreach. They are performing, the consultant who's working on the design, they are performing the scheduling, the timeline, and everything is in coordination with this project, and we will be working closely with BOE on this once we get a timeline for construction for the fencing project. I'm sorry, could you repeat some of your other questions?
I mean, I guess my point is, I understand that the fencing project will be complete even before a shovel hits the ground on this. I guess what I'm trying to say here is, you know, this is a problematic park.
Sure.
And there are a lot of things that are happening in and around the park, both directly from RAP, from other departments, from the mayor's office, from the council district, from Metro, et cetera, et cetera. I just want to make sure that we are thinking about the work at the park holistically and doing this together, because each one of these efforts is about us improving this space for the community. So to Commissioner Bain's point about, you know, how are we thinking about programmatic events happening within the park during the next 2+ years, that's another piece of the work that we're doing to try to improve this space. So I think what I'm trying to better understand is how is the specific kind of construction of this project going to be used as a means to help us reach our larger goals for the park itself. In the same way that I think the fencing project is to close off the park at night to kind of have a reset and do that sort of stuff, I imagine that there is going to be closed off portions of the park because of this construction project. So how are we doing that in a way that still preserves elements of the park where we are doing programming over the next 2 years that are completely beneficial?
So Jimmy Kim, General Manager of Recreation and Parks. Commissioner Lloyd, we are working as these projects come into fruition and as we go through the process of approving these projects, our teams are coordinating not only on department level, but also from the council office level and the mayor's office to make sure that the efforts that we're doing for MacArthur Parks are coordinated and in a way that benefits the park as a whole. So there is a level of coordination happening. This is one project as part of the many, in not only within the park, but the surrounding areas as well. And so at least from the park's perspective and what's happening with our projects with sanitation and some of the outreach that are happening and some of the projects that we're endeavoring and some of the activations that are going to be happening within the park, we're certainly coordinating with all the different stakeholders because there needs to be, obviously, to your point, a coordinated effort to make sure that as we invite the world into not only MacArthur Park, but to the city, that our projects are well coordinated. And that's just not only for MacArthur Park, but that's also for all of our other parks that have celebrations that we're hosting. Those are also being coordinated and making sure that our projects don't interfere or protrude from the public being able to use those spaces.
I appreciate those comments. And I'll just say, I'm less concerned about MacArthur Park hosting the world in the next 6 months, year, 2 years, and more concerned about it being a true community asset for the people surrounding that neighborhood, a very park poor neighborhood, as well as kind of larger Angelenos. To me, I'm so excited by this project. I think it truly is something that can be a catalyst for the park, let alone what as with saving water, cleaning stuff, et cetera, et cetera. I just want to make sure that using that as a catalyst and kind of forcing all the other efforts to help make it so that in 2.5 years, when this opens up, everything that we've done during this period of time ends in success.
Yeah, we certainly are. And part of the strategy is the long lasting legacy of all the work that we're doing within the park to really improve that space and make it a safe space for our communities.
And I understand that this project, doesn't necessarily mean that we're going to have boating or a boathouse or things like that. But that's kind of what I mean. So over the next 2.5 years, what are we doing so that when this opens up, we're ready for it?
Again, Jimmy Kim, General Manager, we are endeavoring to have those spaces be activated, to your point, with, boating activities. And yeah, so we're all of the things that we're doing within MacArthur Park is to further the experience for our community members to really utilize that space. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I guess my only request, and without interrupting anyone else's questions, understanding that there isn't another moment in which which us as a commission will be, reviewing or doing this project, I would just love an update, I guess, from you, not necessarily from you, of when a bidder is selected and a date for construction begins, that we're just notified. Thank you.
Any other questions, comments?
One other comment, just that once we do go through that selection process, special attention is paid to the outreach plan and communications plan to that community. There's a lot of interest, obviously, and a lot of tension. And I just want to make sure that we're doing everything we can to make sure that our team is as complete, fully committed to communicating and making sure folks know what's going on as possible.
Understood.
Yeah. I think the team, because I know you all came in front of our task force and some of the issues that you all mitigated during the process. So
thanks.
So now, can I please have a motion to approve the board report 26069 as presented?
A motion to approve.
Can I have a second?
Commissioner Bain seconds.
Keisha, will you please take the vote?
Will do, President Sanchez. We have a motion and a second to approve Board Report 26-069. Commissioner Lloyd, how do you vote?
Aye.
Vice President Bain, how do you vote?
Aye.
Commissioner Rosas, how do you vote?
Aye.
President Sanchez, how do you vote?
Aye.
And the motion carries.
Thank you, Takesha. We will now move on to Commission Task Force updates.
Anything to report?
The concession task force did not meet, so I don't have a report.
Facilities and maintenance was canceled.
That's comments on matters within the board jurisdiction and any requests from commissioners.
Just in relation to some of the comments made today, well, particularly the one on Michelle Obama Park, you did indicate that we're aware of some of the issues raised, but if we could just make sure we get a report kind of back to the commission about just status on some of those concerns, so we can just, you know, air that out publicly.
I'd just like to expand a little bit on what Commissioner Bain is asking for. I guess I'm figuring out how to articulate this as I'm saying this. So I'm trying to get a better understanding of our kind of public safety plan at our parks, specifically those with play areas and kids activities, which I'm sure is like 90 something percent of them. You know, I know we don't have a lot of rangers, and I know that our rangers are kind of assigned to specific areas as they should be. I know that we have, you know, LAPD programming at some of our parks. I know that we have difficulty of getting LAPD to some of our parks. You know, we have an expanded unarmed response now citywide because of, you know, some council member efforts. We have an expanded circle team on citywide because of council member efforts. So I think I'd really like an update on, you know, how we are seeing public safety within our park system overall and how we are deploying resources we currently have versus what resources we're asking for. And what new resources we may need to get. And then my second one is more just getting an update on Palisades Park and where we are. I know we signed something. We'd like an update.
Will do. Thank you. Is that all? Thank you. So our next meeting, regular meeting of the Board of Recreation and Park Commissioners, scheduled to be held on Thursday, April 16th, 2026, at now 9:30, right? So we made the change today. At Tarzana Recreation Center, located at 5655 Vinalden Avenue, Tarzana, California, 91356. And the meeting is adjourned. Okay.